Howdy partners, mommies and daddies. Welcome back to the Idiotomatic podcast. I'm your host, Idiotomatic, aka Reverse Osmotomatic. And I'm here to tell you about my week. My week. Keyword was week, because the shit was not strong dope. I haven't been podcasting because I've been at work. I worked until 11:30 or midnight every single night this past week. I'm trying to figure out how our biggest client can humble brag. I'm trying to figure out how our biggest client can spend more money. And it's a lot of math, and it's like if you were to flip a puzzle upside down and just do it based on the cardboard picture instead of the actual picture. That's what I'm doing with my job right now, and it's difficult. So I spend a lot of time doing that, not podcasting, so I apologize. But I want to say that while I'm sitting there working hard and hardly working, I realize that I'm ready to start chasing my dream. I'm ready to start making this podcast, this five-star podcast, a real thing. I'm ready to quit my job. I'm ready to move on from corporate America and be my own boss, be my own creative voice. I see people doing what they love all the time. I see people chasing that neon rainbow. Shout out Alan Jackson. I see a lot of people chasing that neon rainbow and living that honky-tonk dream, and that's what I want to do. All I ever wanted was to get on this podcast and talk. So that's what I'm going to do. And it's going to be monetized soon. Stay tuned. Fellow long-term listeners, stay tuned. We're coming with some fucking content, baby. I'm going to get a dog. I'm going to get a truck. And then I'm going to start pushing out content week in and week out. I'm done with staying at work until midnight. I'm done with slaving away for corporate America. I'm going to slave away for daddy him fucking self. All right? You see the guy that broke up with his girlfriend, the gamer, the professional gamer that broke up with his hot ass girlfriend to chase his dream of being a world champion gamer. Good for him. Good for him. Chase that neon rainbow, brother. This guy has probably the hottest girlfriend ever that a gamer has ever had. And he says, "No, I want to focus on my gaming. I want to focus on my craft, all right?" Everyone's like, "Oh, this guy's a fucking dumbass. Oh, he's just a fucking nerd. He just wants to play video games." No. Nobody ever asked him how much he's making playing video games, doing what he loves to do. I watched the esports championship. The grand prize was $1 million. If you gave me a 10, which doesn't exist, we'll discuss that on the podcast next week, probably. I tried to have Brett on the podcast this week, BSolo69. It didn't work out because he said a few too many inflammatory things, which I'm no stranger of. I say inflammatory things all the time, but I can't have what he said on my podcast right now. I mean, there's not enough listeners. We gotta be more mainstream than that, because they'll start associating his opinions with mine, and I can't have that right now. No woman, no girl, no nothing is a 10. No guy's a 10. There's no such thing as a 10. But if there was, this gamer had a 10 sitting in his lap. And she said, "Brother, it's me or the games, all right? It's me or gaming." And you know what he did? He looked at that paycheck. He looked at that paycheck and he said, "Games. It's the games." "No. I'm worth more than you. You're a weather woman." Which brings me all the way back to my point that weathermen and weatherwomen are not worth a goddamn fuck. You predict something that is unpredictable. This is a shot in the dark, all right? Your profession means nothing. Okay, you're hot. That's fine. But you still don't make as much as this guy who plays fucking COD all day. He broke up with your ass to play COD, all right? That's how you know your profession ain't worth a shit. But the guy is catching flack for chasing his dream, chasing his neon rainbow. You got Mason, what is his name? Mason Ramsey, the Yodel Boy, Walmart Yodel Boy, chasing his dream, chasing his neon rainbow. This dude is yodeling in Walmart maybe 8-9 months later. No, wait. No, no, no. 4 or 5 months later, he has a record deal. Mason Ramsey just signed a record deal with Walmart. They're going to produce his record and put it out in Walmart stores only for the entire world to hear. This kid is on fire. This kid is on fire. He's chasing his dream. And I see this stuff. I'm like, this kid's gaming. This kid's singing. I want to chase my neon rainbow. So on Monday, I plan on quitting my job. And I'm going to do this podcast full time. So I know you guys have not heard a lot from me in the past week or so. But you're going to be hearing a lot more from me now. Because this is what I'm doing. I'm going to monetize this podcast. I have a story to tell. To switch gears, I have a story to tell. So one of my really good friends, Rodney. He's been one of my friends we go way back, right? I took him to the Atlanta United game. I think I talked about it on the last podcast. I bought a shirt about it. It's fine. We went to the Atlanta United game and we get there. We have a few beers. We have some food. We have a good time. And in about the 16th or 17th minute, Rodney whips out his asthma inhaler. And he thinks it's a funny joke to inhale his asthma inhaler and blow it out as if it were vape smoke. Just. And this security guard comes over, big dick swinging, on a total power trip. She was tripping fucking balls on this power trip. Comes over to Rodney and says, "Hey, you can't vape in here. That's an automatic ejection, and you got to leave." And I'm sitting there like, "Rodney, don't take this shit. Don't take this shit from this person who's getting paid $7.50 an hour. No, you're staying here. We're at a soccer game. We're having a good time. That was your inhaler, right?" And he's all, "Yeah, that was my inhaler. It was a total joke. Don't worry about it." And this security guard is like, "No, you got to leave. That's an automatic ejection. You can't vape in here." "It wasn't vape. That's an asthma inhaler, you fucking dumb bitch." Anyways, She escorts Rodney down the escalators to the security tent to get ejected, while all of the non-asthmatic fans are still sitting in their seats, having a good time. And Rodney, I cannot get Rodney to come out of the house because he's so asthmatic. He can't even fucking breathe. But this was a good day for him. He had a great day. He had a great day, went to the stadium, brought his inhaler, played a joke on all of us. It was really funny, too. Everyone was laughing, except for the security guard. We go down to the security tent. She escorts Rodney out. They have to do a warrant check on Rodney, and he has an unpaid parking ticket. Back in Athens, he parked on the side of the road for a Georgia game. Go fucking Dogs. But I guess that's neither here nor there. It's certainly not here. Rodney's like, I didn't do anything illegal. I'm not going to identify myself. All this shit. The cops are giving him grief. And they escort him out of the stadium. So I get on the horn. And I write my boy Arthur Blank an email, a strongly worded email at that. And he still hasn't responded. So, Artie, I mean, I know you're focused on that Julio Jones contract. I mean, good for you that you got it done. But I got a bone to pick with you, dog. If you do not respond to my strongly worded email about my boy Rodney getting kicked out of the stadium for playing a joke, I'm never going to Home Depot again. I'm going to Lowe's, baby, where shopping is a pleasure. I'm going to buy all of my nuts and bolts, any kind of tools I need, I'm going to buy them at Lowe's. You understand? And I am going to use this podcast as a medium to direct everyone who wants to go to Home Depot away from Home Depot. They're going to Lowe's. Arthur Blank, me and you have beef, dog. Do you understand? This is a 5-star motherfucking podcast. Okay? Okay? Arthur, give Julio Jones whatever the fuck he needs, whatever the fuck he wants. Give him everything and then make him sign a non-disclosure agreement that keeps him quiet. Don't let him tell anybody how much money he made off of your bitch ass. Your staff is so incompetent. They can't even recognize a vape from a fucking inhaler, dude. Normally, his asthma keeps him from having a good time anywhere he goes. That day, he was having a great time, and you ruined it. You ruined it by hiring incompetent staff members. I look forward to your email response, and I look forward to your recommendations for reconciliation. I want 4 tickets to the next home game in a box suite. And if you can't do that, at least give me club level. All right? Okay? So I tried to have B Solo69 on the podcast this week. It was a failure. I tried to have my boy Red on the podcast this week. He tried to make it. He did everything he could to try to make it as if it were part of my take. That's the only podcast he's ever listened to. I don't think he's ever listened to this podcast, but he wanted to be he heard I had a podcast, a 5-star fucking podcast, and he wanted to be on it. And he tried to make it as if it were, you know, Barstool Sports. And I like Barstool Sports. I don't have a problem with Barstool Sports. They own that market, though. Don't try to come on my podcast and make it something that it's not. This is Daddy's fucking cast, all right? It was a long week. Covering for a girl. It was a lady. She's a lady. She's not a girl. She's a lady. She had a baby. Another one. And I don't think she's coming back. So I'm going to take her job. And hopefully I'll get paid for doing her job while she was out. But I've been a slave to corporate America, and I'm ready to chase that motherfucking neon rainbow. All right? This podcast is about to take off. Y'all are here in the beginning of it. And I'm happy for you. Because you're exclusive. You're like a hipster almost. But I have a new favorite song. And I want you guys to hear it. I'm going to do my best production work to keep it or to put it on the podcast. It's by Foster the People. And I know I've mentioned Foster the People, Young the Giant, whatever the hell else, Blank the Blank in my music podcast, but this song fucking slaps, dog. So I want you to hear it. And be prepared for just an onslaught of great material, awesome podcasting, 5-star shit. Because it's coming. It's coming. Fellas, arm yourselves. There's a war on men. Stay black. Bye, Felicia. This podcast was brought to you in part by Lowe's. Have you ever wanted to do some home improvement? Have you ever wanted to paint your room a different color? Go to Lowe's, because fuck Arthur Blank. Get your tools, get your paint, drink some paint, get a mop, get a lawnmower, whatever you got to do. Go to Lowe's, because they're the best, and Home Depot ain't shit. Lowe's, home improvement, where shopping is a pleasure.